It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie.
6 weeks of spring or 2 weeks, who cares? I mean, if this is what it means to have winter.
I'm already dreading it because I always have to say that one groundhog name in the morning. Puxatawny Phil, is that how you say it? I hate saying his name.
The one in Manitoba.
He kicked the bucket.
She, Winnipeg Willow.
Oh, she.
Don't know why.
They're saying that she must have thought it was going to be an early winter because she came out a couple days early.
Yes, screw this. I know where I'm going. I'm not going to stick around for the rest of winter. What's happening? Going to the phones. Hello, good morning.
Hey, you guys are talking about change the store.
Yeah.
It happened to my wife and I. We were at Michael's yesterday. She's using me for an extra coupon, but she's paying cash. She's going to be getting the 15 cents back. She wants to give the girl an extra dime to get a quarter back.
Okay.
He would give her the dime, and the girl's just confused looking.
Mind exploded right there. You could see the smoke wafting out of the ears as the gears are slowly turning.
Yeah, it's the young ones. I don't get it. Like, it's bad, like, 15 cents and a dime. Like, that's pretty easy to figure out.
I like, you know what the best part of that story is? Is the whole, my wife took me so she could use me as an extra coupon. Not too many guys would do that either. Go for their wife just so she could get an extra discount.
Now, look, if you're collecting stamps for the Crystalware, damn it, we can't pay for all of our groceries at once, so you stand behind me or getting another till. So he's talking about not being able to make change. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I can't put the onus on today's generation. I know I do for a lot of respects. I don't blame the youth because it's just not the youth who can't make change. As an example, let's say for some miraculous reason I buy an 8-pack of beer and it comes exactly to $16. So I give you a 20 and a loonie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, $5. Is that
right,
you're
exactly,
asking me math?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know I was playing along here. Yeah, no, and people can't do that anymore because they're too reliant on the tills that do everything for you. When I was growing up, my first job, we didn't have one of those types of tills. I had to do it all the math in my head. It was $3.50 for a popcorn, $1.50 for a small drink. Here's $20. What do you get back in change, right?
So I'm just getting a little worked up. I think this is the first time in our history working together that you said, back in my day.
Oh my God, I'm old.
Now who's old?
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie on Rock 105.3.
Check this out. When you're driving or walking or bicycling or rollerblading or roller skating or however it is that you get to work, there's two types of vehicles on the streets right now. The really dirty ones and the really clean ones. And normally there's a good mix of partially clean, partially dirty, maybe a little bit of dusty. But after the recent temperatures that we've had, just, you've either had the time to make it to the car wash or you haven't. Just looking at the outside in the parking lot right now.
I'm on the dirty side of my car.
Oh, filthy. But I mean, that's just the way it is, right? I mean, with the plus 10, plus 9, plus 8.
I'm kind of split on my feelings for Groundhog Day, mostly because why do they have such hard names to say?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not sure. Shubenacadie Sam over in Nova Scotia. What's the prognosis there?
According to Shubenacadie Sam, early spring.
Early spring. All right. So we'll keep on moving west. Wyarton Willie in Ontario.
It says 6 more weeks of winter.
All right. So the .22 caliber for Wyarton Willie. Willow, Winnipeg, not having any kind of Groundhog Day festivities.
Well, Willow died last Friday.
Yeah, she passed away. She passed away on the weekend, so the entire Keystone's up in arms. They don't know what they're going to get because, of course, as you know, that's the only way that you can predict a long winter early spring is with the help of a groundhog.
Saskatchewan says early spring as well.
So hang on. I didn't realize there was a... Is there really a groundhog in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, and it starts with a W. I don't have that one's name on hand. Puxatawny Phil, though.
Down in the States.
Said early spring, too.
What about Balzac Billy?
Balzac Billy hasn't officially made his prediction yet. After 8 o'clock this morning, we will know what Balzac Billy says for Alberta.
Well, you know, who cares? Here in the Forgotten Corner, I mean, whether it's 6 more weeks of winter, if this is what winter means...
I think we're all okay with it.
I think we can do with that. Likewise, or the 2 weeks until spring, I mean, that's all right. Can you eat groundhog on a somewhat related note?
Only you would ask that question.
No, I'm just curious. I'm just curious because I know
you can eat any type of meat, can't you?
We've talked about rodent meat before.
Would you try it if you could?
Yeah, sure. I would.
I wonder if the groundhog will see his shadow. shadow, his shadow. Wyerton Willie, maybe see his shadow. His shadow, his shadow. And if he does, he'll crawl right back into his hole to have a snack. And winter will last 6 more weeks, which is kind of crummy news unless you are a professional skier.
Rock Show in the Morning with Cassie on Rock 105.3.
We were talking earlier this morning about how some restaurants are actually thinking about getting rid of tipping altogether in favor of having a service charge. And we want to know whether or not you think that that is a good idea. The majority of people on Facebook say it's a horrible idea.
And you would think that, hey, no tipping, great. So, I mean, I pay what I have to pay. I don't have to worry about that. And as a cheap son of a gun as I am, I too would have to say, no. Let's keep the whole tipping thing in place for any number of reasons. Number one, it provides incentive, if that's what you do, to get that tip, work for that tip, earn that tip, as opposed to just a surcharge, regardless of the service that you would receive.
If you want to join in the conversation, feel free to leave a comment at rock1053.ca.
I don't believe they even make minimum wage. When you're a server, you don't make the minimum wage most people do. And I asked my daughter, I said, like, if you had a choice to make $15 an hour and lose the tips, she said, nope, she wants to keep the tips and keep making less of a wage because her tips are what get her by. And so, she didn't want to go to the $15 and lose her tips. She also said that where she works, you at the end of the night, they tally up what they made, and then they have to pay a percentage. So if you don't tip a server, they basically will end up having to pay a percentage of from your table at the end of the night.
Yeah, but isn't that more incentive as a server to, do their dangdest to get that tip?
Oh, no, and
yeah.
I totally agree. I think that tipping should stay in place, but I believe a tip should be earned. Mm. And I know when me and her go out and we're being served, she makes sure if we get good service that she's leaving a good tip, and so do I.
Yeah, and likewise, if you don't get good service, then the tip is adjusted accordingly.
Exactly. When I go out, if I get someone who's rude and not giving me good service at all, I won't leave a good tip at all. But if I get great service, I'll leave them a great tip. It's just, I was just really surprised when she told me she'd rather make less money and tips than go up to that $15 that they've been talking about and lose her tips.
Very interesting perspective to see it from the side of somebody who works in the industry. What's your first name?
My name is Renee.
Hey, Renee, thanks for giving us a phone call. Well spoken, well said, got some good points there.
And Robin also makes a good point up on Facebook saying some servers might take it for granted if they implement that instead. They simply do not, some people don't deserve a tip, and they don't like if you don't like the wage you're being paid, maybe you should look for a new job.
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. The hat's best rock all day. Rock 105.3.
If you're into football, or even if you're not, if there was ever an opportunity to round up the guys and the gals and whoop it up for a little while, it is this Sunday.
We're having our big game party over at Local Public Eatery. This is your chance right now to score some VIP seating and a $50 gift card to enjoy.
Oh, I would enjoy a $50 gift card local. I would probably spend it on, I know they have a wicked menu, but I'd probably spend it on shots. Who am I kidding?
Going straight to the shots,
yeah. Yeah, I would.
Denver and Carolina. I'm wondering who the majority of people are going to be cheering for this year. I haven't really...
Well, if you put faith in Madden NFL 2016 edition, they've been right for the last, I think they've been right 9 out of the last 12 years that they've been doing this.
And they picked Carolina?
Carolina, yeah.
Well, got to go for the underdog. Got to cheer for Denver and Peyton
Manning. I'm kind of, old school, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The old boy. So give us a phone call, 529-1053, if you want this. We're going to play a little something called Name That Game.
Poncho's going to give you a clue, and if you know what game we're talking about, we'll get you these passes.
This has been a lot of fun. Very easy contest. So,
on purpose.
Here you go. A3. Name that game.
Haven't played that in years.
Rock 105.3, good morning. Well, that's the kicker, right? I mean, earlier we were talking about that talking about things that the latest generation might not know about that you and I take for granted. Board games are potentially one of them. Okay, I'll give you another hint. G6. Hi there, Rock 105.3.
Hi.
Good morning. What's your name?
Alexis,
name that game.
Is it Battleship?
You said my Battleship!
Yay!
When's the last time you played Battleship?
Sorry?
When's the last time you played Battleship?
Oh God, must have been high school.
That'd be a good drinking game if you miss. Gotta take a drink, but
you know, the problem with Battleship is that, and I'm not saying that you cheat, but a lot of the times you're like, no, and then it turns out you did have a hit and not a miss. I like the electronic Battleship, but it took forever to load up where you wanted to put all of your frigates and whatever else that you had going on there.
Pretty much.
You had electronic Battleship?
I still have electronic Battleship.
We're playing Oilman next time I come over.
Oilman game. That's it. We're playing the Oilman game. That's still my favorite board game. Hey, so, Alexis, if you didn't have plans on Sunday, you do now.
Yeah.
Find you in the morning with Cassie. The Hat's best rock all day.
On Rock 105.3.
Checked out our Facebook page just so you and I can get caught up and we get ready to face the morning. I know there's a post on there about how a sequel to The Big Lebowski will not happen. And then we have our mugs up on our Facebook page, too. And you went, hey, Parker, you kind of look like the dude from The Big Lebowski.
Well, yeah, because you look at the picture with your hair down, and then it's very, very similar. I should put a side-by-side down there. Yeah, I'm not the first person to tell you that.
Well, that's just like your opinion, man. a sequel will not happen. It is a Coen Brothers movie out this weekend in theaters, another Coen Brothers movie, Hail Caesar. George Clooney is back. I know he's a big fan of the Coen Brothers. Star-studded cast.
Josh Brolin's in it, Jonah Hill, Scarlett Johansson, one of my favorites, Channing Tatum. He does a tap scene in the movie. Seriously, a tap scene. It looks pretty funny.
As soon as I found out it was a Coen Brothers movie, I'm like, I don't even need to know the synopsis. Sign me up.
You know what is kind of depressing, though? It's not playing here this weekend.
What?
Seriously, it's not. I just checked.
Is The Choice?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
The Choice is, but Hail Caesar. The Choice, I started reading about it. I'm like, drama, romance. All right, pass, move on. I have no idea what it's about. Don't care what it's about.
The only two words you need to know are Nicholas Sparks. You know who Nicholas Sparks is?
Nope.
He writes all the big romantic novels, one of my favorite authors. And he's movies like A Walk to Remember, Knights and Rodanthe, the one that you would probably know, The Notebook.
You might as well be speaking Russian right now because I don't understand any of that.
With Valentine's Day around the corner, you want to score some points, take your girl to go see The Choice.
Screw Valentine's Day.
I know.
And then Pride and Prejudice and zombies. Horror adventure set in the 19th century. Zombie killer teams up with a martial arts master and they battle the undead.
And that is playing here in the Gas City.
Yeah. I don't know. Every once in a while, I'm good for a, Zombieland. I always like Zombieland.
You know what? Have you heard of Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse?
No.
It is, it's kind of like Zombieland. You should check it out.
Well, I used to be a Boy Scout, so maybe I will.
It's right up your alley then.
All right.
It's Punch You in the Morning with Cassie. Weekdays 5:30 to 11 on the Hat's Best Rock. Rock 105.